Hello, this is Gloria Rand, SEO copywriter with today's Audioboo. Last week, I shared with you 11 ways to engage people on Facebook, which is so important if you want to use your page as a viable marketing tool for your business. Well, another component to the marketing equation is getting your content shared with as many people as possible on Facebook. So today, I'm going to talk about 5 strategies you can use to encourage people to do just that, share your content. Now, the first way is to include numbers in your posts. Just as blog posts with numbers in the title are more apt to get read, so it is with postings on Facebook. And since you're probably sharing your blog posts on Facebook anyway, you've got another way to ensure that people will not only read your blog, but they're going to be more likely to share it with their friends. The second strategy is to be positive. If you were having coffee with a casual acquaintance, you probably wouldn't talk about the latest annoying thing that happened to you that day. Well, unless you're the complaining type, maybe. But on Facebook, people want to read upbeat stories. There's enough negative stuff going on in the world already, so let Facebook be an escape. A third strategy is to keep the wording of your content simple. As stories increase in complexity, they tend to be shared less often. So remember the old KISS strategy? Keep it simple, stupid. And save the flowery writing for your novel. Use plenty of nouns and verbs. Postings and articles that use too many adverbs and adjectives get shared less as well. Now, another tip for the type of content that does get shared more frequently on Facebook are videos. Find an uplifting or humorous video on YouTube and post it on your wall. It's going to be a great way to engage people and encourage them to share your content. Finally, consider posting more often on the weekends. During the week, it's hard for people to spend a lot of time on Facebook when they're supposed to be busy at work. You know, quick updates or maybe at lunchtime are all anyone has time for. But on the weekends, people do have the time to sit down and read through long articles. So if you've either written a blog article or you've found some other article someone else read that you think is really relevant to your audience, then, and you do want to spread it virally, save it for Saturday. That's it for this week. I'd love it if you checked out my Facebook page. It's Gloria Rand, copywriter. That's all one word. Take care and have a happy 4th.